Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Brighton First United Methodist Church. We are a church that seeks to know God, love God, and serve God. It's great to be worshiping with everyone here on this first day of Advent. I didn't know whether to rake snow or shovel leaves this morning. Our theme today is peace as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. My name is Greg Geis, and today Liz Hoover will be your liturgist. Susan Kimball will be leading us in music along with Bill Kenny and, of course, our choir here. The message will be a video sermon delivered by Pastor John, who is in quarantine with Pastor Lindsay. John is not positive for COVID. Pastor Lindsay is recovering. She is doing fine and appreciates all of your prayers. Please take time to fill out the connection cards and place them in the offering plate later. And also, as you know, we're having an uptick in COVID. The COVID task force asks that you please wear a mask when you're in the building, in accordance with the November 19th Department of Health and Human Services advisory. And now, please stand as you are able and join us for the first song.
Please be seated. From Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, hear the words of the Apostle Paul. Conduct yourselves with all humility, gentleness, and patience. Accept each other with love and make an effort to preserve the unity of the Spirit with the peace that ties you together. You are one body and one spirit, just as God also called you in one hope. We light this candle to signify our hope for the Prince of Peace, whose birth we await in this Advent season, who brings peace, not as the world gives, but true peace that passes all understanding.
Thank you, Kelly. Good morning, everybody. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord God, we look to you to bring us true peace in a world where peace seems far away. We hear your call to us to be peacemakers within ourselves and in the world around us. But we know we cannot find peace apart from your grace. Prince of Peace, we wait for you. Come, Lord Jesus, be born in our midst. Grant us peace in our hearts and lives. Amen. Please be seated. The Bible reading today is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with a kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall gaze. Their young shall lay down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Friends, my name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's my honor to bring the message this day. Watching online or in the sanctuaries at both our Brighton and Whitmore Lake campuses, as many of you probably know, over the last couple of weeks, Pastor Lindsay and I have been in quarantine caring for our kids, and Lindsay recovering from a positive COVID diagnosis. And we just want to say a huge thank you to all of you for holding us and our family in your prayers and continuing to pray for us. We've appreciated receiving cards and text messages and emails and phone calls and folks just asking how we're doing, which we so appreciate. As we begin this season of Advent, as we look towards Christmas Eve, we're so grateful to be a part of a church family that does so much to care for one another, for each other, and also for us as a family. We are indebted and grateful for your acts of extravagant generosity and kindness to one another and also to us. So as we begin this Advent journey, looking forward to Christmas, I want to share with you that as a church, we are going to be studying and exploring this book together, Almost Christmas, a book that was written by United Methodist colleagues, and it's a deep dive into the Wesleyan Advent experience. It highlights specific United Methodist ties into the Advent season and the things that we sort of hold most dear as a church as we look towards the birth of Jesus Christ. And personally, I can barely believe that it's almost Christmas myself. I can barely believe that we've moved through Thanksgiving, and I certainly hope that as you gathered for Thanksgiving, you were able to do so safely with your family. And for those of you who enjoyed Thanksgiving by yourselves, our prayers are with you, and we pray that you felt support and community in the midst of the beginning of this holiday season. But as we move into this Advent season, there are four themes that we're going to be focusing on through this sermon series. And the first one is about peace. It's about exploring what exactly the source of that peace is in our lives. And so as we begin this message, I want to invite you to join me now in a time of prayer. Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, and the one who calls us to receive and to give peace. Amen. Well, peace is elusive. We oftentimes talk about peace that exists between people, but there's also an inner peace that a lot of us have spent a lot of time exploring. What does it look like to have inner peace, a sort of depth and a capacity to experience things that come our ways and not allow ourselves to get rocked too much one way or another? A peace is sort of like a rootedness that we have, perhaps because of our faith. And Jesus spends many experiences and illustrations in scripture talking about peace, particularly in John chapter 14, when he talks to the disciples as he's about to go away from them. He says, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives, but I give a source of peace that comes from God the Father, a peace, a tranquility that regardless of external circumstances, no matter what happens to me or to you in the midst of your life, there's a peace that comes from the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. It allows our feet to remain firm on the ground, irregardless of all the things that are happening in this world. And I'm here to tell you that that is a high in the sky sort of aspirational goal that we should all set for ourselves. But I'm here to admit and confess to you, especially as crazy things are happening in our world today, that there are times that I fall short of that peace personally. And perhaps you can relate to me on that. There are moments that all of the external pressures in our world sort of mount up, and I'm just like, I can't handle it anymore. I'm out. Oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. And maybe you felt that over the course of the last 18 months. But what Jesus talks about is this gift that comes through God, this source, this rootedness that allows us to be unmoved, unshakable in the midst of life's greatest challenges. A peace that comes perhaps from an image of the God who gives grace through Jesus Christ to all of us, a forgiveness that allows us to receive that forgiveness that we receive from God when we do something wrong, but also when we ourselves can feel forgiven, when we ourselves can experience the grace that comes through Jesus Christ from God, we are also able to forgive the other people in our lives that wrong us. We're able to move through life without holding substantial grudges, without holding on to past wrongs, without seizing up with all of those intense emotions that come when we've been wronged in our own life. It allows us to sort of go from the posture of having clenched fists to open palms, to forgiving, to embracing, to allowing ourselves to release all of the tension and anxiety that we have in our lives. This time of year can be especially hard for people. Maybe you sat around a Thanksgiving table where not everybody had the same opinions about what's going on in the world. Perhaps you had some divisive arguments about particular issues of our day. Maybe you're looking forward to Christmas and you know that some of those difficult conversations are coming about how you gather and who's going to be there and who's not and why and what kinds of relationship drama might come up during the midst of this holiday season. Maybe for some of you, this Advent season's different because somebody who's always been a part of family meals isn't going to be there. And Jesus talks about having a kind of peace and rootedness that comes from faith in John chapter 14. When he gives us this gift of peace, and sometimes we need to be reminded of that peace by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says, I am sending a helper, an advocate, a paraclete is the Greek word that Jesus used in John chapter 14, a helper, one who will assist you in finding this peace that I'm giving to you in this time. A peace that has the ability to mend broken relationships, to heal us, to allow us to forgive, to transform our lives, to make us better examples and ambassadors of the kingdom of God, to be better Christians ourselves because of this peace. Another word we can use for it is grace that transforms us evermore into the image of Jesus Christ. In the book that I referenced earlier on in our message, there are examples where this peace came over our world. And there's a story about a German preacher in the 1800s whose church burned to the ground right before Christmas Eve. I mean, can you imagine what that would be like if our church burned to the ground leading up to Christmas and all of the hustle and bustle? But in the midst of that, he had written a poem earlier on in his ministry, and he reached out to a friend and he said, we can't have our pipe organ, we can't have the bell choir, we can barely even put together a Christmas service, but I would love it if you would write a small guitar riff, because we can play a guitar outside in Germany on Christmas Eve and we can have a Christmas Eve celebration, but I just need a melody to write to this poem that I've written. And his friend put together a simple tune, and we sing it every single year on Christmas Eve, a simple tune to a poem that he'd written about a silent night when Jesus was born. It was out of that travesty of a church burning to the ground that together, hundreds of years after that experience, we still gather in sanctuaries all across the world and lift, you know, tiny expressions of light as an expression of hope and peace into the stillness and calmness of a cold winter's night to say that darkness does not get to have the last word, that disease and famine doesn't get to have the last word, that even death itself, the thing that many of us fear the most, does not get to have the final word. Because we are people of faith, we can be people of hope. And even in the darkest night of winter, the time of the year that we celebrate the light coming into the world in the form of Jesus Christ, this holiday season, I hope that that same peace that Jesus passed on to the disciples nearly 2,000 years ago is alive and well in your hearts. Your life, your mental wellness, your experience of the holiday season does not have to be contingent or built upon external factors. It doesn't have to be predicated on everything else outside of your control going well. Your peace can come from within. Your mental fortitude and strength can be a gift that came from Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago when he said, "My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives." An image of peace that stuck out in the scripture that we read today comes from Isaiah about a lion laying down with a lamb. And so much so is the lion satiated that the lion does not need to thirst for a lamb to eat anymore, that every need is provided for. And I think a lot of peace comes from knowing that God has provided our every need, not necessarily our every want, but when we really reflect on the things that we need most in our life, water, food, a shelter over our heads, that God has provided our most basic essentials. And we can choose to get all out of sorts about the things that we cannot control, or we can choose to focus in gratitude and thankfulness for the peace that we have in our lives from the gifts that came from God through Jesus Christ. That same hymn, Silent Night, was sung during World War I when, in the midst of battle and war going back and forth between the British troops and German troops, all of a sudden from the German dug lines, they lifted a Christmas tree and started singing Silent Night. This was also referenced in the book's materials as well. And in the midst of that moment, in the stillness of Christmas Eve, all fighting ceased. And after the Germans had completed Silent Night in German, the British troops started singing back to them Silent Night in English, because of course the tune was completely recognizable. And for just a moment along the 500-mile border where violence had been taking place for months on end inside the trench warfare, guns firing back and forth, for a moment there was a silent night, a night of peace, a night of reconciliation, a night of grief for all that had transpired in the war, but a moment of peace, a ceasefire broke out on Christmas Eve. That's a world-changing kind of peace. And I guess for those of us who are struggling to find that kind of peace, I want to invite you into one of our studies that is taking place at a variety of times during the week. I invite you to take out that connection card and sign up for one of the small groups that's meeting to talk about this book. It's a phenomenal book written by four different United Methodist pastors, and their voices are outstanding in the midst of this Advent study. It's a very accessible book. But if you're looking for peace during this holiday season, I want to invite you to join one of our small groups. And I'm hoping that in the midst of everything else that's going on in our world all around us, inflation, gas prices going up, cost of living going up, there's stress, tension, global tension, and issues within our community about the safety and wellness, once again, with COVID on the rise in our community, I just want to invite you to center yourself around candles and small sources of light. In the midst of these long winter evenings where darkness seems to have a longer say in the day, I hope that you can focus on the inbreaking of the light to find hope in the midst of that darkness, to hold on to the message of Jesus Christ, that he gives us a kind of peace that nothing in the world can break, shatter, or take away from us. So hold on to that peace and that hope, regardless of everything else that's going on in our world today. Tend that flame of peacefulness and allow it to break out along the ramparts that exists in our own life. Allow it to break down barriers in relationship. Allow the peace to break down conflict, interpersonal conflict that we might have with folks in our own spheres of influence. And allow that peace to saturate within your own heart deeply. Let it dwell deeply inside your soul so that you can become ever more in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. May God's peace be with all of you during the beginning of this Advent season. Grace and peace be with you all. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, choir. And thanks to John for his message and touching on the Almost Christmas book. I don't know how many of you had a chance to read it, but it's really good. I've already put some of the things into practice. The part on anger, where you know the awareness and the acceptance and the action. I was doing some computer work, and it got locked into one of those things, and it was so frustrating because the window kept popping up and kept popping up, and it just wouldn't let you do anything with it. So I was aware of the frustration I had, and I began to accept it, and I took my computer and I set it on the ground, and I did a turkey dance all over it and stomped it into the ground. No, actually what I did was I rebooted it. And sometimes prayer is a good way for us to reboot ourselves. And in that vein, won't you please now join me in an attitude of prayer? Great and glorious God, your goodness, love, and mercy are known throughout the universe. Thanksgiving Day may have passed, but we remain grateful for the good things you provide. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise you with music and song. We humbly enter your doors with thanksgiving and your house with praise of your holy name. Lord, you have blessed us with many conveniences, yet we sometimes take them for granted. It is too easy to forget that every good and perfect gift is provided from above. Forgive us when we fail to thank you or grumble as people did with Moses in the wilderness. Forgive us when we are anxious about what to drink, eat, or wear, knowing you care for us. As we consider the abundance of things seen, let us remember the abundance of things unseen. It is your infinite grace, love, and mercy that causes our cups to overflow with goodness. Let our ears hear, let our eyes see, and let our hearts be filled with your Holy Spirit. Help us acquire an abundance of your wisdom from the Holy Spirit for eternity. As we struggle with the challenges of daily life, give us the inner peace only you can offer. Thank you for allowing us to give you anxieties as we let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Lord, if we expect outer peace, we must share the inner peace Christ offered as a free gift. Our Lord Jesus Christ offers your peace, and he sends us as you sent him to share the peace. Keep our tongues from evil and lips from speaking deceit as we seek and pursue peace. We give thanks for your peace and all you do for us as we silently tell you our needs. Thank you for justifying us through faith, so we have peace with you through Jesus Christ. Let us give thanks in all circumstances because it is your will for us in Jesus Christ. Thank you for peace from knowing in all things you work for the good of those who love you. Jesus left us with peace the world can't give and taught us how to pray as we say in unison, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And now, as the ushers come forward for the offering,
We have a mission moment given by Roy Schwartz as the music plays.
Good morning. So the reason I'm here today is that we're going to have what's become known as Blanket Sunday, but actually we'll have this week and next week, because we figured with the holiday there would not necessarily be good attendance. But essentially, this is through an organization, the Church World Services. They do a lot of different activities throughout the year. But one of the things that they do at this time of the year is to collect donations for blankets. And so they work worldwide. They also work here in the United States. And it's really for people in need. So there may be a natural disaster, there may be fires, wars, whatever. So where there's displaced people, there'll be the group that is working to help those people. So naturally, people need lots of things in those situations. It may be food, medicines, but one thing that's been found to really help people out are just to stay warm and have something that they can call their own. And this is where the blankets come in. So this is an example of one of them. There's another one right outside the door to the right that you can see. Each $10 donation basically will buy one blanket. So last year we collected $900, which gave us 90 blankets. And the hope is that this year we could raise $1,000, which would give us 100 blankets. You can have two different little envelopes, either the normal mission envelope or there's a special one for the Church World Services envelope. But in that case, you can even donate online. So in that case, we hope that you will donate. There's a little display. We also have some cards. If you want to put a donation in honor of someone and you want to let them know that you've sent in that donation, there are some cards that we have that you can send to that person. So in the past, the congregation's been very generous, and we hope that you'll be generous this year too. Thank you.
Jesus, we pray for peace in our families, for peace in our communities, and for peace in our world. Help the offerings we bring today to do the work of bringing your peace into our lives and the lives of others. Amen.
Thank you.
as we leave this time of worship, may we go forth with the blessing of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May we seek to be peacemakers in the world and bearers of Christ's light. Let us go forth in the world today, this day, to love God and neighbor. Amen. Have a good week, everyone. Peace.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.